We had UFC 194. Didn't go your way at the time. Looking back on that, are there specific things you can look at and make very quick changes to rectify issues that occurred in that fight?
You know, to be honest, I mean, I felt like I was winning the fight until the spinning back kick. And I mean, I could look at that and say there's very little I have to change, but I'm being very critical. There's a lot of things I'm changing. It's just allowed me to see myself in a different way and criticize myself differently because it's my first time losing. So now I'm able to change things that maybe I was just kind of just leave.
Does it sort of free you up a little bit? Because when you're champion, it's almost like this is going okay. We don't want to make too many changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep things moving along.
When it's not broken, you don't want to fix it usually, you know. And so you get stuck in doing things a certain way, even if it might not be the best. And you might know in the back of your mind, but if you're not losing, you know, you don't want to fix it. So this allows me to really have the opportunity to reach my full potential now, you know, and look at myself in a different way and knowing, listen, I got to do these things differently. And so I'm just very happy.
There's an interesting dynamic between the pair of you, you and Luke. You seem to get on reasonably well away from the octagon. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, he's all right, but we used to get along, and then after the fight, you know, he's talking a lot behind my back, and so screw him, you know, at this point. We're fighting, and he has my belt, and I'm getting that belt back, so there's no more games.
Someone who's pretty keen to get himself into a title shot is a certain gentleman from my neck of the woods, Michael Bisping. He had that big fight with Anderson Silva in London just last weekend. What did you make of that fight, and what did you make of Michael Bisping's performance?
A very exciting fight, a very weird fight. Bisping, I think, did great. He did everything he possibly could to win that fight. He went forward. I'm going to say he followed his game plan. He threw punches when in situations where most guys would freeze. He did a great job pressuring and fighting the best he possibly can. I thought Anderson won the fight. Even saying that, I thought Anderson won the fight with the damage. And I got to rewatch it. I might do round by round. But that night, I thought Anderson I thought he definitely won the fight. But I still thought Bisping fought a great fight. But obviously, I was wrong. But Bisping looked great. Anderson has to kind of. I mean, he's going to look at that fight and think maybe he didn't do everything he could to win the fight, for sure.
And looking further down the line, obviously, Bisping wants a title shot. There's a bit of a logjam at the top of that middleweight division with, obviously, issues with Yoel Romero. Yacaré's obviously coming off that loss. If you were to get through that fight with Luke Rockhold and get that title back, is the fight with Bisping something that you'd be keen on?
Oh, of course. Bisping has... has no love for me when he talks about me and my career, and so you know, screw him right back. I'd love to beat him up. My biggest focus, if I was fighting Bisping, was to make sure I try to give him a little bit more respect than I have for him in the fight game. So I try to like get myself excited and just make sure I give him more respect than I think he deserves.
Next one from me. Talk about people doing things for the sport. You've been a real ambassador for the sport back in New York, and obviously the UFC are really trying to push, break those doors down and get the sport legalized there. How close do you think we are? Are we going to get this done this year? Could we see a show maybe in November time? Do you think that's a serious possibility?
Yeah, I think it's a serious... It's November, December, I'm going to say, is probably a reasonable option. I think by the end of March... I'm hoping that it gets passed. I mean, the governor put in the budget. That's just huge for it now. It's the first time that's ever happened. You have so much support. What people don't realize is that, people just think it's some people in the Senate or in the Assembly that think it's too brutal of a sport and they don't want it there. That's not really the case at all, because amateur mixed martial arts actually is legal in New York, and it's going on there, and it's pretty much the same exact rules as professional, so that makes no sense. But these guys have no drug testing, they have no medical testing, no insurance when they get hurt after the fight. So it's very, very dangerous the way it's going on right now in New York, and actually what happened is it's become way more safe. So it's just stupid the way it's how it hasn't happened yet. So.
Perfect way to end the year. Madison Square Garden, you on the top of the bill.
Yes.
Hopefully
yes.
holding that UFC yes, middleweight yes, championship.
Yes. I'll have that belt and I'll get inside the garden and we'll have a good time.
Good stuff. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.